Proclamation number 8929 of 9th of February, 1965. Being human is a consequence of rejecting divine love power. Your existence on earth is the result of your offense against God. It is the result of rejecting His strength of love, for thereby you lost all creative power and all light. You descended into the abyss. It was dark in you and around you. You lost all knowledge, all concept of God, and consequently also all happiness, which could only come forth from God and filled the beings which had not transgressed against Him. You got into a dreadful state, which brought you agonies of exceedingly great extent and for endless long time. But you must also know that the repulsion of His love power was your free will, that no one forced you to it, that you in brightest recognition of your exceedingly happy state nevertheless had ended it by turning to Him who is visible to you, although you knew that He also had first come out of God. This was an exceedingly great guilt which you had loaded on yourselves, and still there is nothing what cannot be changed again into the state of highest bliss. There is nothing that can resist His infinite love. And time does not exist for Him, for He is from eternity and will be for all eternity. Only everything has to happen according to the law. He cannot work contrary to the law, and everything has to fit into the law of eternal order to again become perfect as it was in the beginning. Because to have stepped out of the love radiation of God was an offense against divine order, which could not be atoned for differently than again through a work of love, as the man Jesus has accomplished it. But before it also still requires this long course through the creations of earth, where the fallen partly atones for the rebellion against God through agonies in the bound state, where the resistance against God slowly decreases, until the being then goes over earth as man, where it is to pass the lost test of will to return to God in free will or to turn again to Him, who is the cause of its fall to the deep. When you men consider that you cannot be happy without God's illumination of love, that you are but powerless and lightless creatures, because you once gave the light and the power, then you will also understand that your existence as a human being is not and cannot be a happy state, for you are still under the effect of your sin, which burdens you until you have found forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And you still have to appeal for this in earthly life if you want to enter the kingdom of the beyond unburdened, where you will be allowed to dwell in light again, in strength and freedom. But if you men disregard this work of mercy, which Jesus Christ has offered for you, then you will never become free of that guilt, and God's opponent will succeed to get you again into His power, if you do not insert yourselves into the law of eternal order, which consists of you leading a life in love. Then you can also still find to Jesus Christ in the kingdom of the beyond, because then He will not let you get lost. But there is great danger, and it is particularly strong in the time of the end, that you completely lack faith in Him as the divine Redeemer, in whom God Himself became man. And then also a relapse to the deep is to be expected, to be feared. And again a time of endless agonies begins for the fallen spiritual, but which it cannot be spared to still once reach the light of knowledge, to the illumination with God's love power, to lead it. But then also the time of the past will seem to it like a moment, then it will thank its Creator and praise Him because of the glory, which it will now be able to enjoy. Because to have stepped out of order must also result in its just punishment, but which is law from eternity and therefore is not to be seen as lack of love of God. because his love also pursues that fallen, and his love has also created the possibilities for it to again reach up. His love let the world come into being with all its works, and his love arranged everything so that the ascent development can take place in it. And this love will also bring it about that once all creatures will be unmeasured happy. Amen.